The love of God comes to us through all creatures, but hidden as it is in the Blessed Sacrament. How many and great are the truths hidden from us, and how true it is that every painful trial, all we have to do, and every impulse of the Spirit, give us God exactly as he comes to us in the mystery of the Blessed Sacrament. Nothing is more certain, for both reason and faith tell us that God's love is present in every creature and in every event, just as Jesus Christ and the Church inform us that the sacred body and blood of God are truly present in the Eucharist. His love wishes to unite with us through all the world contains, all that he had created, ordained, and allowed. That is his supreme purpose. And to accomplish it, he uses both the best and worst of his creatures, the most unpleasant and the most delightful of happenings. The more naturally repugnant to us the chosen means, the more meritorious is our acceptance of them. So every moment of our lives can be a kind of communion with his love, a communion which can produce in our souls fruits similar to those we receive with the body and blood of the Son of God. This latter has, it is true, a sacramental power which the former cannot have. But yet, how much oftener can we experience the former, and its merit will continually increase as our dispositions develop toward perfection? The most holy of lives is a mysterious thing because of its very simplicity an apparently humble state. What a festival and never-ending feast is ours! God ceaselessly gives himself and is received with no pomp and circumstance, but hidden beneath all that is weak and foolish and worthless. He chooses what our natural feelings despise and what our human prudence rejects. From these cast-offs, he creates miracles of love and gives himself to us as often as we believe we have found him there.